Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Okay, well, John Cook, thank you very much for joining us again this evening from Midlands Northwest. And we're going to the Ireland South constituency now. And we're joined by Taoiseach, leader of the Fianna Fáil party, Micheál Martin. And Taoiseach, you're welcome to the programme this evening. Some good news for your party there. Billy Kelleher, we were speaking to him a little earlier on the programme, elected this afternoon. And hopes of a second seat still with Cynthia Ní Mhuirc, who, how do you rate her chances at this point?
Well, I think, first of all, I would pay tribute to Billy Kelleher, who I think has been a very effective, hardworking and pro-European Union candidate. And I think as the people recognise that, he worked hard over the last 5 years. We did well in the last two counts in terms of the elimination of John Mullins. I think we got about 16,000 votes between Billy and Cynthia. And Cynthia got 4,000 herself. And right throughout the count, she has been transfer friendly on a more or less consistent basis, maybe one transfer didn't quite go as well as we would have thought. So she's 2,000 ahead, and Grace O'Sullivan has been eliminated. And I want to pay tribute to Grace for her contribution to politics and to the European Parliament. So how do we read it? I think advantage lies with Cynthia, but we know in these kind of elections, it's extremely difficult to predict with any degree of certainty, because you have Kathleen Funchen is still in there, of course, who will take a seat, but could absorb quite a number of Grace O'Sullivan's votes as well. There could be a large number of non-transferable. I suppose we're looking for an even break in the transfers and that we can maintain the lead that we have, that Cynthia has at the moment. And I think that's the kind of basis upon which we think advantage lies with Cynthia. And that would be a major result for Fianna Fáil. You know, we campaigned on a positive platform in respect of the European Union. We passionately believe in Ireland's membership of it. We felt that in recent times there were people elected to the European Parliament who had an anti-European Union perspective. And so we want to try and improve Ireland, strengthen Ireland within the Union, and strengthen the Union for Ireland. And,
okay, so that's your EU election results thus far, and we will keep an eye on Ireland South and indeed Midlands and Northwest throughout the rest of the course of the programme.
We'll cast a bar later then, as you know. We're hoping that Barry Cohen will win a seat there,
Okay,
but just in terms of 15 years that we'll win that, you know, so that's a significant breakthrough as well for us.
In terms of the local elections then, you've returned 248 seats, which makes you the largest party in terms of seats at local government, although you did lose, I think, in around 30 seats to get there. And there were some disappointing losses, weren't there? Lord Mayor Dáithí de Rochtha in Dublin, and in fact, across the Dublin constituencies, you know, you're down 6% in Dunleary Rat, down 6% in South Dublin, down 4% in Dublin City. Do you have a problem in Dublin?
Well, I think, first of all, the local elections, given the predictions, you know, people had us coming in as a distant third in all the polling and punditry and all of that. So it's a dramatically different result to what people were predicting a month ago or 2 months ago. And so we're pleased with overall with the local election results, some outstanding ones in Kilkenny, Cork City and County. And I know from the nation's perspective, you know, Corkonian see Cork as the real capital. But anyway, the outcome there was very strong in the county and the city. Yeah, there's issues in Dublin that we have to address. I'll be very straight there. We're disappointed with some of the constituencies. Some good candidates have come through. We made a good breakthrough in the last local elections in Dublin. And the continuing fragmentation of politics has made it particularly challenging. But we have very good TDs and senators in Dublin. And so our focus now will be on strengthening their positions in advance of the next general election. And I do acknowledge, in terms of what you've outlined there, that we do have difficulties there. I mean, and I said to people, Kilkenny is an area we did very well, for example. And so there are templates around the country, the Westmeath, where there are templates there that we can use in terms of political organisation focus, how we approach elections to improve our performance in Dublin, particularly in the
context. And what is that? Have you identified what the problem is? Because we have seen that in national polls as well, and I know there's been a lot of talk from Fianna Fáil about how you can't trust the polls based on these elections, but it has been one of those trends that we've seen over the last couple of years, that Fianna Fáil has not done well in the polls in Dublin, and we do see that playing out in these elections, as you say. So have you identified what the problem is, and how do you go about fixing it?
Well, I think we actually made a breakthrough in 2019, and that actually helped us in terms of, like, Paul McCullough, for example, would be a good example of that in winning both local seat with Keith Connolly and others. And some of the problem was TDs getting elected, who had been councillors. I think that transition probably could be done better in future. And, you know, Cormac Devlin getting elected and Dunleary, Mary Hennepin and Kate Feeney returning from politics. They were sort of strong politicians at local level, difficult to sort of get replacements in a short term to get the level of votes that they can get. And then I think we have to have a much more stronger agenda in terms of, from our point of view, organisationally supporting existing TDs, but also identifying newer candidates who can add value to the ticket. And I think, you know, Cynthia Nivoricu coming into us in terms of the European contest in Ireland South, in a way, is indicative of, you know, we do need to be a broad church and in terms of attracting people who may not have had experience of electoral politics before onto our tickets.
All right, I want to ask you about
that. Will be examined very carefully by us now.
I want to ask you about the Green Party, because you specifically mentioned Grace O'Sullivan there, and you know, you're extending your condolences to her and acknowledging the work she's done over the last couple of years. And indeed, Billy Kelleher did that as well a little earlier, speaking to Cormac, specifically mentioned that she was, you know, a big loss. I wonder how that sits then with what we've seen from Eamon Ryan and the Green Party over the last couple of days, where they've explicitly said they're very unhappy with how their government party colleagues Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael treated them over the course of the campaign. And Eamon Ryan telling me on Primetime on Monday that he spoke to yourself and Simon Harris about that, saying that it was unacceptable.
Yeah, but two things I would say. First of all, the government has worked well as a government, and the three parties have worked well in government on the fundamental policy issues of housing, health, economy, climate, and biodiversity. These are key issues facing our country. I think in general elections, things get said, some of what was said, I would not have been, in my view, and on both, between parties, it's just not all one-way traffic, you know. Things get said about us as well, but maybe we're, you know, we've been used to that. But
what, you think the Green Party's a bit thin-skinned?
No, I don't. I mean, I just, we didn't cry foul when certain comments were made. I mean, it was argy-bargy between candidates. Like, Billy Keller here kind of led the way in terms of a very positive campaign. In Cork, we had a very positive campaign, in the city in particular. In fact, in the transfers in the last two green seats, for example, in the city, Fianna Fáil transfers would have been impactful in terms of the councillors getting elected for the Green Party. We have a good relationship on the ground.
Cork,
accept the point that overall, like, less kind of the name calling, I have no time for, really. I don't think it's substantive politics. There are legitimate issues, and I've said that to him as well. You know, people have issues on the ground that we have to acknowledge and recognise. You know, I mean, I have to listen to councillors on the ground from Fianna Fáil who are concerned about how policies are manifested on the ground. I have to listen to TDs. I mean, we don't run, as you know, we've always had, and people have criticised me as leader in the sense that I've run a fairly free situation where people do articulate their views, even about me or about the direction of the party. So the idea that I can sort of suppress individuals across the board and in terms of what they say, right? I don't think that's a tenable proposition.
Okay, but have you spoken to or will you speak to your party about how they act towards the Green Party in the upcoming general election?
The majority of our people are very positive with the Green Party and get on quite well.
Lisa Chambers said during the campaign, I think we're near a time where we must uncouple from the Greens. Government, I feel, is not workable with them, she said. Eamon Ryan's green agenda is far too narrow, too limited and far too slow. Barry Cowan said this fella, speaking about Eamon Ryan, got into power, has held up and has shelved some processes that were halfway there. I don't take too kindly to that. I have to live with it. And he was asked, Barry Cowan, if he was actively telling people not to vote for the Green Party. And he said, I'm saying vote for me and my party. If you're voting for me, you're not voting for the Greens. So I'm asking, are you going to talk to your parliamentary party and say, you know, if you're candidates and say, you know, if you're running for, go on.
Sorry, we're in election campaigns. Things get, candidates advance platform, political parties advance platforms. Things were said about us by Green Party members. There was tweets put up by the Green Party in respect of a row we had, but we didn't. We just moved on. And we didn't deal with it. We didn't in any way cry foul about it. We just felt, look, we're in the middle of an election campaign. Things are going
to
get
said.
Would
you like to see the Green Party do the same?
I'm hearing, I'm listening to what's being said, but I don't think any of those commentary, if I'm honest, had any direct bearing on the results. And that's the core point.
Okay.
And I think I think the Green Party should think more deeply about the issues here. The Green Party, to win a European election is very difficult. Grace O'Sullivan came very close here. Kieran Cuff came close in Dublin, and both are fine. I'm not just saying that for this. Everyone knows that they're good, high-quality candidates. That has to be said.
So their problems were not Fianna Fáil, basically, is what you're saying.
No, I think they're broader than that. I mean, we've more fragmented electorate.
All right, I just want to ask you finally, if you don't mind, Tánaiste, that, and I'm sorry to talk across you. I think there's a very small delay, and I'm sorry to talk across you, but I just want to ask you finally, a lot of talk about general election. I know you've said, and the Taoiseach has said, you want to see the government running the full term. But I did notice my colleague Paul Cunningham reporting on Twitter that you told Fianna Fáil TDs and senators last night that you expected everyone to work through the summer, and that you said the election is a maximum of 9 months away. And some eyebrows apparently were raised at the word maximum.
I love the precision at which the details of the parliamentary party get articulated. What I said, well, yeah, I mean, look, I was giving a clear message. Work ethic is important. Be all of, you know, and work hard. And don't think, you know, that's what I say to the TDs and senators. In electoral cycle terms, from now to March is a very short period of time. And that's the point I was making. And okay. I was really motivated. It was a motivational sort of speech to say to people, work through the summer, work very hard in your constituencies, advance the issues that are important to your area. And then the policy issues as well have to be dealt with. So that was the context. And
because an election could happen any time?
Elections can happen at any time in life, but as you know, I've been pro stability within government. I think it's very, the government has been very effective in going, you know, this length of time. And I have said we're going to go full term, and that is our agenda. I think we have to focus on the budget. And I said to the parliamentary party yesterday, we need to focus on the budget in terms of the taxation issues, pensions older people, health, and all of that. You know.
Okay, I appreciate you taking the time to speak to us this evening. That is Tánaiste and Fianna Fáil Party leader Micheál Martin. We'll take a break.